You're watching KCMI-TV.
Well, thank you for joining me, and I want to talk on a subject in the scriptures probably that really none of us like, and I want to talk to you about sacrifice, but perhaps from a different perspective. And one of the things I've learned over the years, and I know that many of you have, that God did not design you and I serving Him for it to be convenient. It's going to be an inconvenience. That's what sacrifice is. It's giving something to God that you like, that's valuable to you. And I'm thinking in the Old Testament, David had decided he wanted to number Israel. And it wasn't the will of God. And it made God upset. He was angry. And he came to David and he said, I'm going to judge you. And the scripture says that David said, I would rather fall into the hands of the Lord than man. And so the scripture says that God sent a plague amongst the children of Israel and killed 70,000 of them. And David began to intercede before the Lord and say, God, please stop this. It's not their fault. It's mine. And so he decided to make a sacrifice unto the Lord, and he went and he purchased the threshold. When the owner of it heard what David wanted, he said, I'm just going to give it to you. And David said, no. He said, I will not offer to God that which cost me nothing. And so I want to talk about that because we have a tendency to, as human beings, to offer things to the Lord that are really not a sacrifice to us. And sacrifice itself just simply means that you're giving up something that's valuable to you, that you could really use for yourself, and you're giving it up. And so in the Old Testament, we know this under Moses's ministry, the sacrificial system came into existence, and they offered literally millions of animals to the Lord. And in Leviticus chapter 20, God told Moses, he said, when you bring a sacrifice to me, a lamb, he said, it cannot have a blemish, it can't be maimed, it can't be lame, it can't be blind, it can't have a scab on it. He said, when you offer me the sacrifice, it has to be without blemish. And the reason the Lord told Moses that is because people, and it was their nature, they think, okay, I'm going to give God a sacrifice, but I'm going to save my best animals. And I've got one over here that was born, you know, with a shorter leg. I got one over here that has one eye, and I can't sell them. I really can't use them. So I'll just give that to God because that really doesn't cost me anything. And God said, no. He said, you're going to go to your flock and you're going to get the very best. And he said, it cannot have any blemish when you offer it to me. And the whole sacrificial system that God instituted was a type and a shadow of something that was to come. It was imperfect in itself, but it was shadowing something that was going to come that was perfect, and it was Jesus Christ. And so we know this. If you're a scholar and you study the scriptures, Jesus said, I did not come to destroy the law. I came to fulfill it. And all of these different sacrifices that you see in the Old Testament, the sin offering, the peace offering, the trespass offering, the burnt offering, all of them were types of Jesus Christ. And so in the Old Testament, when these sacrifices were made, God said, I will. In fact, he says this in Leviticus chapter 22, in verse 20, he said, whatsoever hath a blemish, you shall not offer, for it shall not be acceptable for you. He said, I will not accept anything that has a blemish. When John saw Jesus, this is what he said, behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. We know this, that the scripture says, and probably one of the most memorized or quoted scriptures in the New Testament for Christians, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. When God got ready to redeem mankind from death, he did not take a lower angel. He did not take a man. But the Bible says that he took the very best that he had and he offered Jesus. Why? Because Jesus had no blemish. The Bible says he was without sin. In the Old Testament, when God was getting ready to bring Israel out of Egypt after 430 years of slavery, he's going to redeem them. He's going to bring them into their inheritance, a land that flows with milk and honey. And he's getting ready to judge Egypt for the final time. I think it's a 10th plague. And he tells Moses, he said, there's a death angel that's going to pass through the land tonight. And he said, it's going to pass over not only Egypt, but the land of Goshen where my people are. And he said, whether you're an Egyptian or an Israelite, if you do not have the blood on your doorpost, the angel's going to kill you. And so Moses told the Israelites, he said, go get a lamb. And he said, get this lamb. And he said, it has to be without blemish. I think this is in Exodus chapter 12. He says, this lamb has to be without blemish. You can't go get a second-rate lamb that you got out there that's 9 years old and that's blind and whatnot. He said, get a lamb of the first year, one that's valuable. And he said, put on the doorpost, and when the death angel passes through, if he sees the blood of the lamb on the house, he'll pass over you. And that's where we get the word Passover. We used to sing an old song, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And so for Israel to come out of bondage, it took a lamb that was without blemish. And that lamb was a type of Jesus Christ. And so now you see why when Jesus comes to deliver you and I from the slavery of sin, the Father had to take a lamb that was without blemish and offer it up. There was a sacrifice involved. For Israel to come out of deliverance, there was a sacrifice that had to be involved. And this sacrifice had to cost them something. And I think this is probably one of the things that I struggle with the most with the church, is so many believers want a relationship with the Lord, but they don't want him to cost them anything. And, you know, it's like, well, I don't have time to pray, or, you know, church is too far, or it's inconvenience, or it was raining, and or else I just kind of felt blah today, so I'll just stay home and watch church online or whatever. God meant for you and I to serve him that it was going to cost us something. Now we're going to switch to the New Testament because I want to do a transition here to you and I and bring this to where it goes home for us. Jesus, when he was on the earth, was the Lamb of God. and he was without blemish. This is why he was the only one who could be sacrificed, because there was not another man on the earth that did not have a blemish. When Jesus left, the lamb was slain, okay? And the lamb was put in the grave, but at resurrection, it wasn't a lamb that came out, it was a lion. It was the Lion of Judah. And when Jesus left, only his body left, not his nature, not his spirit. He said, I'm going away, but he said, the Father is going to send the Holy Ghost in my name. And it changed. Now, Jesus is not the lamb in the earth. You and I are. And I'm going to give you scripture for this. In Psalms 103, there's a couple of verses that say this, but Psalms 103 says this, that you and I are the sheep of his pasture. You say, well, Pastor, that's Old Testament. And then let's go to the New Testament. Let's go to John 10 in verse 27. When Jesus is speaking of me and you, this is what he says, my sheep hear my voice. So now the Lord is saying that it's no longer Jesus who is the sheep in the earth or the lamb. We are. And the only way, hallelujah, the only way that mankind is going to be delivered out of slavery of sin in this day, our children, our prodigals, our family, those that we don't even know. The only way mankind is ever going to be delivered is there still has to be a sacrifice of a lamb to break the curse of sin. You say, well, Jesus broke the curse of sin. Yes, he did. He is the ultimate sacrifice. I'm not going to debate with you on that. But I do know this, that you and I have become the sheep of his pasture. So Paul picks it up in Romans 12 in verse 1. And he says this about me and you. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. Why? Because we are a type of the lamb. You will present your bodies, what? A living sacrifice. And that it would be presented in a way that it is holy and it's acceptable unto God. Because God now, he could do it outside of man, but he has restricted himself that the end time revival and harvest that has to come in from the earth has to come in through people. So he's going to use you and I to break the curse and the bondage that the devil has put on the earth. So Paul says that you and I have to be a living sacrifice unto the Lord. All right. The only way that God is ever going to accept you and I as being a living sacrifice is that you and I have to present ourselves unto Christ without blemish. And see, this is where lots of Christians, they want to present themselves to the Lord, but it's blemished. They want to offer God that which costs me nothing. I'll go to church if it's convenient. You know, if I have a little extra money, I'll give it to the Lord. If I pray, if I can work it into my day. But see, you and I are now a living sacrifice. We're the sheep. And Paul said this. He said, we're not resisting unto blood. Jesus is not requiring us to die naturally. We don't have to shed our blood, because once and for all that blood was shed, and Jesus is now set down on the right hand of God, and salvation is forever settled. But the revival, this last move of the Lord, has to come by God having people that are living sacrifices. That means that everything in your life has to be built around the cross. If any man will be my disciple, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. So you say, well, what am I offering then if I'm not dying? Not only what you're offering is self, denying self. It means that the appetites of the flesh and the pleasure that our own nature wants, that we offer that unto God as a living sacrifice. And when we offer to God things that cost us something, you know what it means? It means that it removes the blemish from our life. You can't serve two masters, and you can't give God junk. See, lots of Christians say, well, you know, I'm a Christian. I love the Lord, but I just can't figure out why, you know, things aren't working out and I don't have victory and whatnot. It's because you're offering God things that are maimed, that are blind, that don't cost you anything. Serving God is going to cost you. And the scripture says this, that there will come a day when Jesus is going to present unto himself a glorious church. And I love this. This is in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 27. That he's going to present to himself a glorious church that has no spot, no wrinkle, and no blemish. Could it be what has delayed God moving in a way that we want him to move? Is that we have been offering him things that don't cost us anything. I remember a pastor, I thought it was kind of humorous. He had a man in his church that came to him and said, Pastor, he said, you know, I'm buying a new couch and I want to give you my old one. And the pastor looked at him, he said, why don't you give me the new one and keep the old one? See, he wanted to give the pastor something that didn't cost him anything. It's just an example. God wants you to have good things. But at the end of the day, your life must be presented to God in such a way that the Lord doesn't reject it. And if the Israelites had sacrificed a lamb that had leprosy or scabs, or it was blind, and put that blood on the doorpost, it would have had no effectiveness. The angel would have still killed him. It had to be a lamb without blemish. The power of it was that it was a sacrifice. Listen, sacrifice has such great power. This is why Jesus was so effective at Calvary. It's because his life was a sacrifice. So what Paul is saying is, for you and I to really have Christ accept us, his favor be upon us, for us to walk in victory, that we have to offer to God something that's without blemish, and that is acceptable. The Lord said that it would be. Paul said this, present you, I beseech you for, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, and then it will be acceptable unto the Lord. I challenge you, and I do this in my own life all the time. God, when I offer you something, I offer myself to you. Help me to give you my best. Almighty God deserves your best. Your best time, your best offering, your best love, your best affection, It all belongs unto the Lord. And when you offer to God that kind of sacrifice, you're now the sheep of the pasture. You're that lamb that doesn't have to die, but you're the living sacrifice. It's not that we replace Christ. It's just that we continue on the power of the sacrifice, the lamb, and we're the sheep of his pasture. So I challenge you today, take an inventory of your life. Is what I'm offering God costing me something? Because if it's not, God won't take it. God says, I want your best. And when you give God your best, oh my, I really believe this. Whenever you offer to God something that is very significant to you, you obligate God. He will give you back something that's very significant to him. And what is significant to God is so much greater than what is significant to us, because you cannot give God. I love you. I hope this has helped you, challenged you. I'll see you next week.
For more information about Kent Christmas Ministries International or Regeneration Nashville, go to kentchristmas.org or regenerationnashville.org. And for the latest updates or videos, follow us on Facebook and subscribe to us on YouTube. God bless you.